House Appropriations Committee Chairman David Obie is helping bring hundreds of millions of stimulus dollars to Wisconsin. The Wausau Democrat says he chose to include money for energy efficiency and renewable energy programs to cut U.S. reliance on foreign oil in half over the next decade.
If we don't, we're going to have continued incentives to get into dumb wars like we did in the war against Iraq.
But some speakers at the Energy Forum raised concerns about all the money headed to Wisconsin, while at the same time being happy the funds are coming. Don Wickert of the Focus on Energy program says the state does not yet have the trained infrastructure needed to make sure all the weatherization and efficiency dollars are well spent.
What Focus on Energy does is try to put in standards for both the equipment and installers so that we get equipment that's going to last for a long time. You know, it's going to be tough to do that in a period of time. You can't be trained to do some of this stuff in a week or two.
Congressman Obie was later asked about those concerns.
Well, I think that's the wrong question. I think the question is simply, if we don't provide these funds for these programs, what's the alternative in terms of putting people back to work and building the strength of the economy long term? I think that the technical colleges, in the end, will do a good job.
Obie says the huge federal deficits won't shrink until the economy produces prosperity for every group. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.